So we thank God for another good morning that God has given us to listen to his word. And we praise him, and we look unto him, we thank him for the gift of life. You know, yesterday we started looking at this aspect of anxiety, dealing with anxiety, and how the scriptures recommend how we should live our lives. And the Bible tells us to be anxious for nothing, you know, to have no concerns, to have no fears, to have no things that should weigh us down. Because it says that but in everything with prayer, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, the Bible says, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So it's speaking about the warfare that happens in the mind. And we know one of the greatest places that the enemy fights us is in our minds. He will want to corrupt our thoughts. He will want to corrupt our pattern of thinking, our mindset, and create a picture that is not real. You know, when you think of fear, it's putting on faith in the negative and meditating on things that are not real and giving them so much power. It's just like when someone gets a false result that they have HIV/AIDS, and that person can become so sick to the point of death, and many have died based on fear rather than on reality. And so when these things happening, when we have not learned how to guard our minds and our hearts in Christ Jesus, when we've not learned the secret of prayer, the secret of supplication, the secret of thanksgiving, and making our requests known to God, and resting on the fact that he is a father that loves us, that he says that if your son asks you for fish, will you give him a snake? Or if he asks you for an egg, will you give him a scorpion? Or if he asks you for bread, will you give him a stone? When you think that we have a good father, that even earthly fathers know how to give good gifts to their children, how much more so of our heavenly Father, who loves us more and more as his children, who is concerned for us, who has never abandoned us, who has always been with us each and every step of the way, the one who says that before I formed you, I knew you. Before I placed you in your mother's womb, I ordained you, I set you apart to be a prophet to the nations. The Bible keeps reminding us not to be anxious, not to be fearful, not to worry. Because worry is a sign of lack of faith. And when we worry, it's in a place where we are saying that we don't trust you, God. We don't trust you to be concerned. We don't trust you to change the situation. Yes, it does not mean that we are not facing, you know, issues and delays and sicknesses and body attacks and things like that. Yes, those are things that come to us because we are in this body. But you see, it says, set your mind on things above. That means there is a position you can have, that I look unto what God has said. God becomes my reality. The word of God becomes a reality by which you perceive life. When he says you are the head and not the tail, you are the head above only. And that means you know that you will always be the head and not the tail. When he says that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles, God has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, that the blessing of Abraham. Then you set your mind that you have the blessing of Abraham. That is a mindset. And as you meditate on these things, as you count these things, and that's what we look at today when it says, Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, it says, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. And it's, and then he says, the things which you have learned and received and heard and saw in me, this do, and the God of peace will be with you. So there is an antidote to worry and fear, is to replace those thoughts. You know, in psychiatry, they speak about, you know, thought replacement and, you know, all the psychiatric techniques to deal with anxiety. But you see, their basis comes from Scripture. When you understand what God says, that you, there are things that you are to think about. So if something is not true, and now true here refers to truth, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. There is a truth that lives above the reality. The truth of God's word is that you are his child. You are his heir with Christ. That all power, all riches, all wealth, all blessings were given for the Christ, to the Christ. And we are joint heirs with Christ. In fact, we are included with Christ. And you can think of all power, all wisdom, all honor, all riches, all glory is for the Christ, the one who is seated on the throne. The Bible says we are seated with him in heavenly places, far above all thrones, all powers, all dominions, all principalities, all forces of darkness, every name that is named in this world and in the world to come. When you start to think about the things that are true, then that means you know that this is the truth of God's word. This is what God has said. When God says that by his stripes you are healed, when you look at the truth of Christ on the earth, that there was no day that he walked in sickness. There is no day that he met sickness and thought that this sickness is too big. Leprosy, he dealt with it. Death, he dealt with it. Blindness, lameness, deafness, tumors, swellings, bleedings, all kinds of sicknesses. He cast them out. He went about doing good. He cast out demons. A legion of demons from a madman. And even madness was restored. There is a truth that lives above the reality of man. Because to us, what we see might be a fact on the earth, but it is not a fact in heaven. Those are the things that you must meditate on. Meditate on things that are above. What are the things that are true? The things that are true are the things that are true in heaven, not facts on the earth. The facts on the earth, yes, might say different, but the truth in heaven is that there is no crippled man in heaven. There is no poor man in heaven. When he says, just as he is, so are we in this present world. Just as Christ is, so are we. That means as he has been exalted, so are we. As he has been seated on the throne, so are we. As he has been lifted, as he is all glorious, so are we, walking in the same glory. As is accepted by the Father, so are we. That is why the Bible calls us the church of the firstborn. To the just men of those, the spirit of just men made perfect. When we know that we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, those are the things that we are to meditate on. Think about these things. And you see that word there, meditate, if you look at it in Greek, it's logizomai. And it has a number of, you know, similar words that stand by it. If you look at it in Greek, it just says, you know, in King James, it just says, think on these things. But this thinking is more of an inventory. It's more of like an estimate. When you start to count your blessings, you know, when you start to take stock of the things that God has said, of the things that God has done in your life, of the blessings of God, of His unending love for you, of how big God is. When you start to think of the things that are true, not the things that are facts on the earth, the things that are truths in heaven, meditate on the things that are true. That is why it's called the belt of truth, because it is the one that holds everything together. There is a difference between what is true. That is why Paul says that though outwardly we are wasting away, we are hard-pressed on every side, we are crushed, we are persecuted, but we are not abandoned. We are pressed down, but not destroyed. Outwardly we are weighed, you know, we are wasting away, but inwardly we are being renewed in the inner man, day by day, with an ever-increasing measure of glory, from one level of glory to another. What's happening on the outside may be a fact on the earth, but what's happening on the inside is the truth according to God's word. I tell you, when you understand that you have received the blessing of Abraham, that the blessing of Abraham might come to your seed, then you know that God has blessed you. That is the blessing that told him, I will bless you and make you into a mighty nation, that all the nations of the earth shall be blessed through you, that anyone that blesses you, I will bless. Anyone that curses you, I will curse. Why? Because you have connected to that blessing. Now, in that blessing, it may be different from your present circumstance where you might be living in lack, but you see, it is just temporary. That's why it says, do not worry about the things that are temporary, but think about the things that are eternal. Our light and momentary troubles are just for a moment. What we are going through on the earth is just a light and momentary. It is just for a moment trouble. But it is fighting for us. It is weighing for us a far eternal glory. Now, this is the power of thinking, of meditating on these things. When you start to count them logically, when you start to take an inventory of the things that God has done, of the things that God is doing, of the things that God has spoken in His word. So the word means to take into account, to make an account of, to compute, to calculate, to reckon. In fact, even it also says to impute. The Bible says it was counted to him as righteousness. Abraham believed God and it was imputed, it was counted. It is this same word that was used, logizomai. There is an accounting that God did for us when we believed in him. He counted upon us. He poured out and gave us an inventory of righteousness. Now we are being told to impute ourselves, to impute our thoughts, to take an inventory of the things that are true, of the things that are noble. That means that you are royalty. There is a certain kingly anointing that God has placed in your life as a Christian, as a child of God, that will not allow you to suffer shame. Oh, men may try to embarrass you, but you walk with your head held high. You know who and what God has said about you, and it is not based on your skin color. It's not based on your race. It's not based on your background. It's not based on your academics. It's not based on your experience. It is based on who Christ is. That is a thing that you count yourself, that you go to an interview and you know that you're not going as yourself, but you are going as a child of God, one that is highly favored, one that is blessed, one that is protected, one that is covered, one that is empowered. Now, when you start to meditate on these things, there is an anointing that rises inside you. There is a courage that awakens in your members. And you know, I am taking this. I am taking over. This is mine. Why? Because you have started to count. You have started to meditate. You have started to logizomai. You've started to reckon yourself. When it says reckon yourself dead to sin and alive unto righteousness. When you start to count yourself dead to sin, alive to righteousness, that you are the righteousness of God. These are the things that you meditate on that change your life. When you understand something that God has said about you and you start to meditate on it, to think on it, it starts to grow. It starts to grow until it becomes a mindset in you. It becomes a mindset. When he says we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus, when you start to meditate on it, then you know that conquerors are people who face battles, but they win the battles. They win the battles. So it doesn't matter the battle that you're facing, but you know that at the end of it, you will come out a winner. You come out on the top. Yes, you may have gotten a letter that it's the end. You may have gotten a point that it's the end, but you see, there is a victory that does not come from man, but it comes from God. Just when you are at the end of the road, that is when God intervenes. He is the God of the 11th hour. And he tells you, meditate on these things. Think about these things. Things that are pure. Things that are just. You know, God is a God of justice. He calls us to be children who shall administer justice. When things are wrong, speak out. When things are not right, speak out. That is all we are called to do, to defend the weak, to defend the hopeless. There are things that you do not for yourself, but because you know if you allow this, others, the weak, the helpless, will be hurt by this. There is a responsibility that we have to look unto God, to look unto Him and to shift our focus. Replace those negative thoughts. Replace those thoughts of fear. And even how do you meditate? When you look at how to meditate, apart from thinking, you start to speak those things to yourself. You speak them. You say the words of victory. There is no one who corrects their thoughts without speaking them. That is why when you wake up, you must say, oh, this is the day that the Lord has made. I shall be blessed. This is the day that the Lord has made. I shall be blessed by it. I shall rejoice in it. That I shall overcome. When you say that I am going to the nations, when you say that I am taking over, when you say that I am a success, you are educating your mind, educating your spirit to think. Because you know, thinking and hearing go together. What you hear is what enters into your spirit. So there are things that you not only just meditate silently, but you also speak it out. Because meditation goes into the next level of speaking. You matter. You repeat the scriptures. You repeat what God has said about you. When you start to meditate these things, you can even put them in a song. The Bible says that they speak to one another with songs, with hymns, with spiritual songs, and be filled with the Spirit of God. As you start to reflect, as you start to speak, as you start to say these things, then fear finds its corner. Fear finds its exit door. It runs away. Why? Because you have not given it room. Speak to yourself the blessings of God over your life. The Bible says, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure. That means it is possible to meditate on impure things. Why do people struggle with lust? It's because of meditation. They meditate on sin, on sinful thoughts. It's just the same thing. It's just that it is what you have chosen to meditate on. When those pictures come, you know, When those memories come, it is a meditation that is on the negative. But you see, if you meditate on what God has done, on what God has said, meditate on the future, meditate on the blessings of God, you paint the picture of what God has done, of what God is doing. You see yourself ahead. You see yourself in that next level that God has said you're going to accomplish. This is what God is calling us to do. Meditate on things that are pure. Let us cleanse our thoughts, because we have a God who watches our hearts. To the pure, all things are pure. What are our thoughts in meditation? When we meet our sisters, when we meet our brothers, what are our thoughts? Our thoughts influence our lives. As a man thinketh, so is he. Bible says, whatever things are lovely, if it's not lovely, don't think about it. If it's not something that will bring glory to God, forget about it. You have gone and you've had one miracle out, and then four others did not win, did not get their miracle. You prayed for one was healed, four were not healed. Meditate on that one. That's what God is saying. Think about the things that are lovely. Focus, reflect, and see what God has done. And you shall walk in victory. If there is anything praiseworthy, if there is anything of good report, if there is anything that you are going to stand on, the Bible says, meditate on these things. And he's telling them, look here, these are the things you have heard. These are the things you have learned. These are the things you have received. These are the things you have seen in me. This do. There are things that we hear, there are things that we learn, there are things that we see, there are things that we have received. The Bible is saying, Paul is telling the church, this do, and the God of peace will be with you, and the God of peace will be with you. I'll stop here, and I pray that God will give us the right meditation, the right thoughts, the right aspects of reflection, and know that when we walk in these ways, we will walk in victory by the hand and power of God. I'll stop here, brother. You're welcome.
Thank you, Dr. Manuel. Thank you for a quick reminder that indeed the thought is very powerful, the mind is very powerful, and it determines all that happens in our lives. It influences everything. Your action, it influences the attitude, it influences how we say things. But as Christians, I think our life is guided and influenced by our Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible says, I think, Jesus, the thoughts he has for us are plentiful and of love, no? The balance. So if he has his thoughts for us of love, why would we as Christians have different thoughts against ourselves or against our brothers and our neighbors? And this is the commandment from him, is saying, love your neighbors, you love yourself. So we should be able to emulate similar thoughts as those that Christ has for us. There should not be thoughts of evil. There should not be thoughts of sin. There should not be thoughts of failure. Once we are new creatures living by the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, I think then we not only owe it to, but we owe to live as he taught us, or as he showed us when he was on earth, and now he continues to show us while in heaven. So I think it's good. It's not it's a struggle that most Christians we struggle with. Evil thoughts and thoughts of failure, negativity, are very easy to embrace. It's like a default setting that one just goes into that.
Yeah.
Because that's what the enemy wants. That's what the enemy thinks of. And if your spirit is weak and not conscious enough to remind you that that is evil or that is not what you're supposed to think about, you find that you'll entertain that and enjoy that a lot. So I think it is important to also nurture the spirit in such a way that one can easily pick up these negative thoughts and also the surrounding, because the companies that we keep also contributes a lot on our thoughts and our mind, the way we see things. If you're always among the company of people who are complaining, you're always among the company of people who are lamenting.
Yeah.
It is only natural that you will pick up on that. You see? You'll pick up on that, and eventually that will influence your thoughts and your actions. So I think as Christians, we should be, as we are conscious of what God has taught us and also on, trying to emulate what Christ, the thoughts Christ has for us, we should be conscious of our surrounding, because your sinfulness is our thoughts. I will end there. Just wanted to share that.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. Let us live as Christ lived.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Indeed, powerful reminder. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you. I worship you. I adore you. I thank you for this morning. Thank you for my brother, my sister who's listened, and those who are struggling with all these negative thoughts and thoughts of failure, and what the enemy keeps whispering, that they are nothing, that they will end up like their parents, they will end up in death, and the sickness will end in death. But you see, there is a greater truth. There is a reality that is in you. And in you we are blessed, in you we were healed, in you we walk in divine health, in you we are more than conquerors. In you we are being strengthened day by day in our inner man. We shall not be destroyed. We are kings and priests unto our God. The Lord, you are the one that called. You're the one that chose us. You're the one that has favored us. And your hand shall continue to be upon us. We walk in victory. We shall never fail, and we shall be victorious in all things. Thank you that indeed you have raised us up and set us with the kings, with the princes of the land, and we shall rule and reign on the earth with you all, and your kingdom shall never end. Indeed, the increase of your government shall have no end. Thank you that, Lord, you continue to increase in our lives, to increase in the nations, to increase the church moving forward, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Thank you that you are helping us to move up and to move forward, and indeed to continue to see the victory all around us. It's a mindset. Thank you for the mindset, a changed and renewed mindset that is built on the things that are true, the things that are based on the word of God. And indeed, he that the sun sets free is free indeed, and we shall know the truth, and the truth shall make us free. Thank you. Thank you that we are made free, O God. Remove every shackles of failure, every shackles of poverty, every shackles of smallness, and we embrace the victory that you have prepared for us. We thank you and we honor you that this day is blessed. We are more than conquerors. We are victorious. Indeed, we shall see the reward of the blessings of God in our lives. We shall see the faithfulness. Indeed, we shall not lose any. Nothing missing, nothing broken. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Shalom. Blessed, blessed day.